I appreciate that play. I think, I don't know how many years ago it was, I got to see that and appreciate the message of it. When we get all done tonight, which will be in a very short time because I didn't think I'd have this much time left, but when we get all done tonight, the kids are going to line up and make a little receiving line, and they have a present for you, a peanut butter cup to take and remember tonight with you. So real quick, you don't have to turn to it, but I'm just going to read one verse from the Christmas story, and I think I was in the same position last year, just giving a short sermon after the kids play, and I appreciate the opportunity. And I think I read the same verse to start out, the end of the Christmas story, Luke chapter 2, after the angels had come to the shepherds, after Mary and Joseph had gotten to the stable and the manger, and the shepherds went home, and we assume Mary and Joseph were there for the night. There wasn't room for them somewhere else, but Luke chapter 2 and verse 19, it says, "But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart." And again, Christmas is supposed to be the time when we get to stop. I know it sounds hard to believe, but only one more week until Christmas, when we stop for at least an extra bit of time and remember what Jesus did, what God the Father did when he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to the earth. He sent him to be born, and he sent him to die and pay for our sins. When the kids were getting ready, I just got to join in and do the fun stuff in the last couple days, but I know every time they practice, and every time they go through this play, and every time they sing these songs over and over again, and we told them today, not everybody has heard this. You've heard it a couple hundred times, but the people that will be hearing it tonight will might be hearing it for the first time, and they always pray, and I know their hope is that if there's someone here that hasn't received Christ, that they could take the opportunity in the salvation story that the kids told. If there's someone here that has received Christ and has maybe gotten a little turned around and maybe gotten away from God or forgot to stop and realize what Christmas means, that tonight they could take an opportunity to say Christmas is one of the best times to praise the Lord. Real quick, I'm just going to read a couple examples. Tonight we saw two characters out of this whole cast who acted naturally. And I know that's hard for us to admit, but two characters, and Jacob, you're here tonight, you saw Courtney play one of the robbers, but Courtney and Dominique played the robbers, and they basically said, "What's in it for me? What can I get? Is there something available that I can take? I don't care if you know somebody else worked for it, somebody else had it in mind for somebody else, but what can I get? What have you done for me lately? Where can I make a profit? How can I take advantage of you?" And all of us, if we admit it, if we're driving down the road, I'm not happy in my lane, I want to be in your lane. If we're in an argument, I want to win this argument no matter what. All of us, if we let ourselves go, are the ones that say, "What's in it for me? What can I take? I don't care who it hurts. I don't care how it offends you, but I want what I want." And those two people, I believe, in our sin nature, acted naturally. The rest of them, I'd say, acted a little unnaturally. We talked about peanut butter, but that means making do, means accepting what you have, being content, like we talked about last week, but saying, "This is what I have, and I can choose to be happy with what I have, or I can choose to be miserable." And they chose the unnatural thing, to be happy and to be content with what God had given them. So I think we need to have an unnatural thankfulness and an unnatural thankfulness. And the Bible says in Philippians, when it gets to the whatsoever things are, when it tells you how to think, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And that verse says everything. So as the kids demonstrated tonight, by the time they got to the end of it, they were thankful for the peanut butter, and they were thankful for the Christmas tree with the paper angels and the decorations that they had and the family that they had and the blessings that God had given them. I didn't hear anybody mention what gifts they didn't get for Christmas, but they talked about the things that they did have. And tonight, we don't need to be like the robbers. We don't need to get to our base instincts and say, "I want what's yours," or "I don't care if it hurts somebody." We need to say, "I'm thankful and I'm content with what I have." And the way we are thankful is by thinking. So Christmas is a good time to stop and reflect and think about what God has given you. Many family members came tonight, and I know your loved ones are thankful for you, and Christmas is a good time not just to think about it, but to share it. Second one, we need a peanut butter or an unnatural care for others. And this is in 1 Peter. It says, when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud. God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And those verses cover how we care for others, and they cover how we care for ourselves. It's all right to have burdens. It's all right to say, my heart is heavy. The prayer request mentioned tonight, I can't imagine having a loved one that was facing that. But to say, I do have things that bother me. I do have cares. But I'm going to take the unnatural step of trusting God with the things that I don't know what to do with. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And then the last one is an unnatural love for one another. The Bible tells us to be kind and tenderhearted and loving. And in Romans chapter 8, it talks about God the Father. It says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And again, as was demonstrated tonight, the kids trusted in mom and dad, and they trusted in God's provision. I'm a softy more than normal, but having my own son, sometimes if it's cold and snowy, I'll take Aaron out. Like if we're at a store, I'll take him out of the cart and put him in a seat, and I'll go about three spaces over to put my cart away, and I'll think, I hope nothing happens to my son. I hope nothing happens to me. I hope I can care for my son. And that love that that God the Father must have had for his son, and not just to say, I care for him, I love him, but to say, I love you, for God so loved the world that he gave that thing that he cared for so much. And a lot of times, and it might still be this way, Andy said something yesterday, I won't repeat it the way he said it, but he said, starting out in this practice with these kids, he was worried. You know, he was worried they weren't getting the point and they weren't behaving the right way and they were going to go through and do this whole play and not really get the point that Christmas is for others. Christmas is for remembering what Christ did for us. And he said, but I think it's kind of like the play. By the time we got to the end of it, by the time we all got done, and yesterday he was saying this, he said, by the time we all got through it, that the kids really started to see this is what it's about. We're not doing it for ourselves. We're not doing it for our glory, but we're doing it to magnify Jesus Christ. And that's what God did. It's hard for us to believe when he sacrificed his son. He was lifting up the Savior to the world. If you're here tonight, I know a group of kids that want you to know there's a Savior named Jesus Christ. That's why we say Merry Christmas. That's why we go through all the hoopla, and that's why we do everything that we do, because there's a Savior named Jesus Christ, and God the Father sent him to live among us, Emmanuel, God with us. God sent him to show us how to live a good life, but God sent him to die and pay for our sins, and all of us have sins. All of us are sinners, and Jesus paid the price that each of us owe. Jesus paid our punishment. Jesus made a way for us to be in heaven, and I know a group of kids tonight that want you to know all you have to do is confess and believe. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's just like taking a gift. When Dad unwrapped his peanut butter, he received the gift. It became his. Salvation is a gift. You have to take it. You have to say, I want it. I trust you, Jesus Christ. I trust you. Take away my sin. Give me a home in heaven. It was beautifully illustrated tonight, but we can show you from the Bible tonight if you're here and you don't know for sure you're going to heaven. Again, Christians, tonight we all get busy. We all want to break in and steal, and we all want something that somebody else is. But tonight I think we should remind ourselves, if there's no other time of year, if there's no other time of year when we let it sink in and we get a little sentimental and we get a little soft and we think about our own family, we think about God's family and what he did for us, let's take a few minutes tonight, take a few minutes next week, and remember what God did for each of us when he sent his son. We're going to bow for prayer. We'll have an invitation. If you're here tonight, again, I want to make it very clear. If you're here tonight, you don't know for sure you're going to heaven, we can tell you tonight. We have extra time. You can still get saved and get your peanut butter cup and be on your way. But if you're a Christian in here tonight, that'd be a good story to tell. But if you're a Christian here tonight, the same is true for you. If you're forgotten, if you don't have an unnatural love for others, if you don't have the unnatural kindness and unnatural thankfulness that you need to have, you can get that right tonight. So let's have a word of prayer. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, again, Lord, thank you for these kids. Thank you for this program. Thank you for the message of your word, Lord. Anything that contains scripture, that contains your word, it won't return void. And Lord, as we heard the Christmas story, how some people who may have doubted, they may have had doubts, and they may not known everything that was going on, but they had enough faith to trust you and what you were doing in their lives, and they surrendered to you and let you give us the Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for all that you do for us as Christians. Thank you for all that you offer to a person that hasn't trusted you. Again, Lord, for someone here tonight hasn't gotten saved, doesn't know for sure they're going to heaven, I pray, Lord, they'd come right now in the next few minutes and leave here understanding what these kids wish they all, each of us could understand. Bless the invitation. Bless all that goes on. I ask this in Jesus' name.